Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest as we make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on Botched?
Honestly, these cockroaches aren't even that bad. I've slept in much dirtier bathrooms.
Welcome back, junior researchers, to the 33rd episode in our 8th season. So we are going to start a little while after we left off last time, as a group of MTF are in an armored personnel carrier driving through Wyoming, in very remote region of Wyoming. And
it's all remote in Wyoming,
actually. I know, but like even more so, like there's not a whole lot of anything, nowhere, like there's no people around.
Instead of letting you talk, I'm going to tell you a fact about Wyoming that everybody might know. Wyoming is the least populated state by density of any of the states in the American states, which is also known as America.
Okay.
Still get two senators there.
You want to just keep going? You want to keep running?
That's it. I'm done.
You had gotten word from the O5 Council as they continued to investigate. You were told about Abel, and there was a mysterious site transfer that they can't find any record of. So the O5 Council dug around, basically, and they found this particular site, which they have not managed to get in contact with. So they think it may be compromised. So they are sending you in to, A, ascertain what's going on, and B, neutralize a potential, rogue site of the SCP Foundation. So, yeah, so you guys are loaded up in an armored personnel carrier.
I thought you were going to say with Arnold Palmers.
Yes, with Arnold Palmers. Arnie's. You got some Arnie Palmies, and you're good to go. All right, so who are my MTF?
This is Chef Connor.
Chef Connor, okay.
Head chef.
Yeah, I used to work at a hotel, and we lost all of our staff, so I thought I'd do something easy, like hired mercenary work.
Okay.
My name is Seraquil Lagasse, Chef Seraquil Lagasse. I am here to kick down doors and kick it up a notch. Bam!
Okay. All right.
Easy killer.
And I'm Chef Robert Fillet.
Chefs. Sending
and together,
in chefs.
We are Pi 86, MTF Pi 86 Line Boys.
Love it.
Lima boys?
Line
boys. Line boys, like line chefs. Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get that joke. All right. What gear are you taking on this mission? Because it's up to you if you want to go in hot, if you want to go in quiet, or a combo, or whatever. So what are you taking on this particular job?
Pepper spray. Chef.
Spray. Oh, chef. Thank you, chef.
You're welcome, chef.
I'm always, as always, I'm taking my leather-wrapped set of knives, all kinds of knives, many, many knives. Basically, any knife you can think of, it's in there. I don't
Ginsu.
Have to list them all, but they're all in there. I have my Halligan tool, because what chef doesn't need, a giant evil crowbar with a hammer on the end?
Mm-hmm.
And
I knew what that was, definitely, until you said it.
That's right. Because I like to kick it up a notch, I've got my Chris Vector 45 caliber SMG. I'm a pray and spray boy. Bam!
Pray and spray. Got it.
This is Chef Robert Fillet. I'm taking in my leather roll of knives as well.
Uh-huh.
I've got pepper spray. got my...
This whole knife thing's really going to backfire on you.
Well, no, because they're knives. They can't backfire. I've got my settling torch.
Okay.
To do...
Isn't that like a big backpack with it or something?
No,
it's just like a bottle.
It's a bottle.
Is it? Okay.
Or a
little bottle that you
can play with.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about the one that cuts through like doors and shit.
Oh, you're thinking of a welding machine.
That's welding torch or something.
I also have incendiary grenades. D6?
Incinerary.
Incinerary.
You know what? Since you're level 7, I'll give you a D6. You get 5.
I'm incendiary.
And I'm going to take an AR-15.
Okay.
Which I normally have, because I started out with a Waffle House.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
no starts too humble, Chef.
I've got a immersion blender. Okay. A hand one.
What brand?
Sure, yeah.
Battery
operated, or do you have to plug it in?
Oh, it needs to be plugged in.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. I just don't go anywhere without it.
Hey, you could charge those ones.
Okay.
Well, I also have like a battery pack for my phone that I could just plug that into.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a converter.
Oh, okay. A lot of real useful stuff you're bringing. And last?
I've got my Kohetso HAP 40 Petty knife at 180 millimeters. Okay. Never go anywhere without it. I got my Oyster knife and pump action shotgun with a variety of different shotgun ammunition, such as solid slugs or the one with the lots of balls in it.
Slugs. Slug! Slug!
In case I need to go elephant hunting.
Is it bird shot?
No, bird shot's like all the little ones. I mean, the number of gauge, right? So
12 gauge?
12 gauge is 12 balls.
I don't know.
We'll go with that.
Steve's the one that knows guns.
He's not telling me I'm wrong, though.
Wait, I wasn't. I was.
Yeah, he was
researching
the Chris
Vector to make sure I remembered what it was.
Shotgun. 12 gauge, 12 little balls.
Uh-huh.
So 12 like,
gauge, a 12 gauge, 12 gauge buckshot has nine, 9 millimeter double-aught buckshot, nine millimeter balls.
What would I use for combat with humans?
You would probably want a Benelli M2.
I have that.
I can't wait till we do an MTF4. I'm a
a 9mm.
I'm efficient.
Yeah, it's like Steve who knows all the
guns,
the guns, and Tristan knows the different knives.
You did. It was probably the one when you were a band.
I didn't.
Because you said
you didn't even capitalize
music
on
references
that.
Constantly.
Yeah, we'll be a hockey team next.
That
time,
was a good
guys.
One.
Okay, there you go.
Hockey team.
Wait, do you want a pump action or do you want a semi-auto?
Semi-auto.
Or the MTF Jason Kelsey.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you will have. Is the SPAS 12 semi-auto?
It is for this show. I have a custom semi-auto SPAS 12.
I guess there is a gas-operated version. Yeah. Fuck it.
Sweet.
The SPAS 12 is semi-auto now.
Great.
I guess.
And
cool.
And I have a handgun.
Oh.
Yes.
I forgot.
Glock 9mm.
Yeah.
I've got cigarettes.
Okay.
We all have cigarettes.
Yeah.
What brand?
Yeah, we all have cigarettes.
And Red Bull.
Can we smoke a Joe right now?
Yeah, we're all smoking.
We have 5 minutes. Yeah. It's not busy.
And we're already sitting down.
I mean,
so
the
we
truck
are smoking.
Is the armored personnel carrier is just driving you to the destination.
I'm smoking.
Right.
Yeah, we're smoking.
Stop.
No. We can smoke
Joe.
In here.
You
want
to
smoke inside?
Yeah, we can.
Just crack the back window.
What?
All your gear's going to smell like cigarettes then.
All the gear's going to smell like cigarettes.
They'll smell you coming.
Where are we?
In the middle of nowhere.
Wyoming.
Right now.
Wyoming. Cigarette country.
Yep. That's where the Marlboro man's from. Probably.
Yeah. I read that on Cigarette Weekly.
Yeah. I read it in Thank You for Smoking.
Mm-hmm. Marlboro, Wyoming.
So anyway.
Anyway.
The famous stuff. Marlboro man is from Riverton, Wyoming.
Ha! Let's go. I got it.
Let's go.
I totally just pulled
famous
up
or sexiest?
Anyways.
What's the difference?
So, how do you guys want to just drive in through the main dirt road, or do you want to go off and sneak in through the woods? Like, how do you know from basic understanding, because they do have some information, obviously it is a site
in
the O5 Council, gave it to you, that the main site itself does have a walled structure around it, and mm-hmm. then beyond that, about 2 kilometers away, is a razor wire fence with towers.
Are we expecting resistance?
They don't know.
According to...
So, if you recall correctly, that one site with the giant colossus that you guys went and checked out had a bunch of people murdered, and on the tape, the SCP known as Abel was the one that murdered them.
Hmm.
Abel is supposed to be working with the SCP,
but no,
and according to the requisition order... the site that normally has him doesn't have him, so they had to dig up this other mystery requisition order, and it said that it came from this site. So they're thinking maybe because
everybody dead,
this is all buried or something like that, that this site has gone rogue or something like that. So they're expecting, yes, probably, possibly resistance.
How many people did Abel kill?
In that site?
Yes.
The whole site, right?
The whole site.
So hundreds?
Like 100
something people? We would not be able to take this guy on.
If he's there, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
no, you could kill him.
We could kill him.
If, you know.
Theoretically.
Theoretically. Maybe he got the drop on the other site. Yeah. He can die.
He bleeds.
Can we just tell the driver to drive right through the gate?
He'll just come
back. We can kill him. Bam.
He'll just come back not too long afterwards. But
yeah. We'll just get the driver to drive through the gate.
Okay.
Hey, Chef. Chef said we're driving through the gate,
yeah,
Chef.
How are your knees? You're gonna be able to crawl under some razor wire?
Well, no, Chef. I wasn't thinking that.
Okay. Because mine are fucked.
Well, yo. Yeah, I'm wearing two knee braces on one knee. Like, I understand.
I've been standing on solid concrete for 20 years.
Look at these fucking Crocs. They got no tread left in them.
Look at these tactical Crocs, checkered pants I have on. The knees are worn out.
Why are you still wearing your chef outfits?
Because we're professionals.
It's comfortable.
Professional. Yeah,
we just got our armor strapped
over.
Fuck you, everywhere.
That's why.
The white top, really.
Fuck you.
No,
helps
we can wear black.
We all got rags in our back pockets.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean,
just so you know.
Chef. Just hear me out, Chef.
Rags.
Okay.
All right, Chef.
They're old underwear.
Couldn't we, like, get out and try to just send. Like, we don't know if there's going to be resistance or not, right? I don't want to just go right in and then just be like, glat, 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 glat. Whole thing is just dead.
But if we sneak in undiscovered, wouldn't they just shoot us anyway?
Well, what I'm saying is, couldn't we just send this van in by themselves to see what happens? And if he's able to get free entry without being ambushed and shot to death, we can then also hopefully just walk in.
Hey, driver, can you hear us?
Yeah.
So,
drop us off right here.
Okay.
And then drive up to the gate.
Turn that DoorDash light on. Bam!
I don't have a DoorDash. We don't put a DoorDash light on the personnel carrier. I've told you for 1,000 times. We're not delivering food.
You're just a stupid bus boy. You don't know what you're doing. Oh, I'm sorry. Van boy? What are you? Nah, you're a bus boy.
He's a catering driver.
Pick up my forks, bus boy.
Your forks?
My forks.
Where's
They're dirty.
I'm driving the truck. Like, I'm driving the personnel carrier.
Oh, I'm a busboy. I gotta do one thing at a time.
Yeah, I can't get out of the car and pick up your forks. We're not in a kitchen. You're out in life right now, okay?
This is stressful for him. This is stressful for him.
And I step out the back door.
Did he stop?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay.
I tuck and roll.
You just step out the back. Fucking goddamn.
How far out are we from the gate?
According to the map, you are probably a half a kilometer away.
Oh, that's nothing.
Right. Why don't you stop real quick?
He stops.
Okay, let him get close and then speed up. Beep, beep, beep.
Yes, Chef.
That's funny. That's funny. No, let's get out here.
You're head bus boy now.
Thank you, Chef.
Oh, I like you. What's your name?
You're the bus man of the house.
Buddy.
Buddy the bus boy.
Buddy the bus boy.
What's your favorite color? All right, I get out. I'll remember you, buddy.
Okay. I'll just pull this into the woods somewhere.
No.
Pull up to the front gate.
Go to the front gate.
You want me to drive up to the front gate by myself?
They might let you in.
All right. So you're just leaving. I'm undefended, just driving.
Here.
I give him a hammer.
Give him a cigarette.
Okay.
Well, that's not a...
And a hammer.
Oh, God.
Claw.
I have a pistol.
You're in an armored personnel carrier.
You're not unarmed.
I didn't.
Just like radio and see if they'll let you in.
Okay, fine. And he just drives away.
DoorDash.
So you guys are walking after?
Yeah,
or?
I'm looking through my binoculars to see if he's
okay. You can't
explode.
see the outpost yet.
Fuck.
So it's a winding road and it's like a heavily wooded area. So
all right, keep your ears peeled.
What do you think the hardest thing to cook is? Chef.
Wow.
Properly.
Risotto?
Blowfish?
Risotto. You think
always fucks me up.
You burn risotto?
All the time.
Why?
Because I walk away from it.
Well, that's your issue.
I'm doing other things.
Not watching the risotto.
Yeah. I stir it the whole fucking time?
Yeah.
French-ass bullshit.
Displace all the heat constantly.
Risotto's hard.
Risotto's not that hard. What about
Good
you, Chef?
Hard.
The hardest thing to cook?
Properly.
Ooh.
I'm not saying like perfection. What's the hardest thing to perfect?
Eggs.
Yeah, he's right. An omelet.
Eggs.
100%.
Omelets?
No. Omelets. Technically, the hardest thing to cook perfectly.
Really?
Yeah. You're not here, busboy.
Okay.
I have no
this is the voice of God saying, really? Omelets?
Omelets.
All right. Chefs. All right, so.
Yeah, we walk up.
All right, so you can
stealthily.
On. All right.
With our creaking knees.
Okay.
But we're walking.
Smoking.
Sure. You round a hill in a corner of sorts, I suppose, and you can see in the distance that the armored personnel carrier has stopped at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
The gate does not appear to be all the way closed and actually looks a bit disheveled, but you don't see any lights on in the outpost that's okay. Right there either.
Can we radio the busboy?
You're just getting static.
Huh.
Buddy.
He's probably dead.
You think?
Radio's off, chefs. Switching over to stealth chef mode. Guns out.
Put my Heelys on.
That'll work great on a dirt road, probably.
That's how I get away around the kitchen quickly, but quietly.
I'm going to try to sneak up to the back of the APC.
Okay. Roll me stealth.
I got a 16 on the die. And my dex stat.
Yeah, I don't know what my stats are.
Is 16, so that'll be a 19 all day.
Okay.
That's great. Look at that. It's a 16.
Okay.
Of the three dice.
Last chef.
No, 16 was my stat. I rolled a critical 20.
Oh, yeah, you're super stealthy. Very quiet.
5.
So all of his knives and pots and pans or whatever the fuck else he's got going on just click-clanking around, tripping over himself.
They're non-slip, not squeak.
Yeah, they're non-slip, but you're not.
Non-stick.
So, yeah, you make a lot of noise.
Non-stick shoes.
The other
That's
two.
The opposite.
The other two make it behind the armored personnel carrier with no sound whatsoever. It's like a breeze, not even. But you make a fuck ton of noise. But you don't. None of you notice any movement or any sort of alarm go off or anything like that. However, everyone roll me a sanity check.
Oh boy, my dump stat.
Bad idea for this one.
Connor Fort got a 12.
Okay.
14.
Okay.
6. Bam.
Okay. So
ask me to roll again. I'll get it. Bam.
What are all your names again real fast? I forgot to write them down.
Connor Fort. That's Connor with an I.
What?
Two N's, one I. Fort.
Wait.
But it's not like a tree you fort. Think.
Connor? So it's just, there's no O's in it.
Well, C-O-N-N-I-R.
Okay. There were no O's. He said there was one I.
That's why I was confused, because he was just like, two N's, one I, and I'm like,
Connor Fort.
Is there no other vowels?
Chef Fort.
Connor.
And in the land of the blind, the one-eyed Connor is
yeah.
King.
What? Mm-hmm. What are you two names?
Robert Fillet.
Just Robert. Got it.
Robert Fillet. It's a whole thing.
Yep.
Robert.
Change your last name to Fillet.
Sarah
legally?
Quill Lagasse.
Sarah Quill.
Sarah Quill.
Yep. I'll give you Sarah Quill. I'm not doing any of your last names though.
But it's the whole.
Don't care.
Chef
I'm not saying your
call
whole
me,
name
call me
every
Chef
time.
Fillet.
Yes, Chef Fillet.
The T is not silent.
What's Connor's last name?
Fort.
And then what's Shaq's, Shaquille O'Neal's last name?
Degrassi.
Yes, okay.
Yes, Chef.
Chef Fort and Filet, you guys are definitely keeping it together much better than the other one. But you,
F-boys.
You're definitely sweating a little bit.
Well, yeah. It's,
and you, both of you have this.
I don't have to get out of the kitchen. I can stand it.
Got it. You guys, you both feel this sense of dread setting in, and as
like
if somebody's
rush hour and somebody called out.
Yeah, I would say something like that. But also, you feel like you're being watched. So Chef Degrassi,
is the GM here. What's going on?
That's me. I'm Chef Degrassi.
You sweating profusely. You also feel a little rumble in your tummy, a little bit of bubble guts. You feel as though there are many people watching you right now, and you have a major sense of dread to the point where it's giving you the shakes a little bit.
Chef, I can't. I feel like I haven't got the onion started. Do I need the onion started? Is it that time? Bam. Chef?
Chef?
Chef.
Chef.
Chef, are they waiting, Chef?
Chef, we're not waiting. We're not in line, Chef. You're good. Doctor. You're good?
He's having... He's having flashbacks.
We're in the woods, Chef.
I was going to say far flashbacks.
Fuck you.
Health inspector's not here, Chef. We're good.
Hey, okay. Charlie's at table 7.
Hey, bud.
Charlie's
did you take your meds today?
I smoked like 12 cigarettes, and okay. I drank a fifth of vodka.
Okay, good. Then why are you freaking out?
I also have lots of cocaine.
Well, get your shit together. We're good.
I take a bump.
Okay.
Send me this way. Hmm.
Okay.
So I'm not drinking anymore, but I'll bump that.
No, definitely not. You're just more jittery.
Restored.
Nope. You're just a little hyper. More hyper now. What are you guys doing now?
You're in the back. Open up the back of that APC. See what's up.
What are you doing?
Looking for Dishy.
So you're
driver boy.
Looking around the side.
Where's Buddy?
Yeah, where's Buddy?
I mean, you don't see anything just peeking around the side.
Any footsteps or, like, not footsteps, footprints around his, like, driver's side? I take my little Coke mirror out and look around.
You definitely see some footprints.
Okay.
Okay.
And you also see some red splatterings on the ground.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah.
Who dropped the chili sauce?
That marinara was not even cool yet.
It's enchilada, but that's fine.
It was just a baby. A marinara.
12 hours old. All right. Looks like we're going to need a new catering driver.
Is the keys in there? Keys in the car?
I mean, you're at the back.
I thought we got out of the back.
No, you're standing in the back, like behind the armored personnel carrier. He said he just used a mirror to look around the side.
I'm going to sneak around to the front.
Those things are like... What? 15 feet long?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's normal size.
I sneak around to the front.
Okay. Move around to the front. You notice that the door is hanging open on the driver's side.
Mm-hmm.
It also looks like some of the glass is scratched a little bit. Huh. Also looks from the inside.
From the inside.
You also see that the entire driver's side is covered in blood.
Ooh.
And bits and pieces. You're not sure what.
Well, that fucking sucks.
All right. Well, I'm going to go up there with
And there's just blood all over the ground. You also see that the gate is not closed, but it's kind of busted down a little bit, and it's, you know, pried open a bit.
From the outside or the inside?
I mean, it's so things like a chain link fence gate kind of thing, and it's like the door's open, so it's not closed. And then you also notice that the guardhouse itself also has quite a bit of blood in it, but it looks like it's much older. It's like dried, but you don't see a body or anything in there.
Whatever it is, it's fucking happening.
What's the date, Voisinhead?
March 5th.
So you actually just have to check those. Okay.
It's Tuesday.
I don't know what day it is.
It's March 5th. It's Tuesday.
But yes.
No, he took that long to make up a date.
Yeah.
Which also happened to be today.
I'm going
to
take out my masking tape, put it on the door,
label.
And write 3-5 on it.
Okay.
Do I have my gold spoon with me?
You have your plating spoon, Dad. It's in your roll.
Sure.
That's true. I own the roll.
Gold spoon.
Well, it's the best for tasting.
Okay. Why?
Because it's a soft metal. We've gone over this before.
Have we?
I think we have.
I don't.
I'm pretty sure it was Steve's character.
Are you going to taste that blood or what?
No, not yet. Why? Were you?
I mean,
were you chef?
I just put my finger in it.
All of you roll me sanity checks again.
It's a critical 20.
Yeah, you okay. You're fine.
9.
8,
okay.
Bam.
As I taste the blood,
I'm getting
a 9.
There. Sure. I take a little while to ramp up, but mid-shift,
Does the cocaine help them with their sanity checks?
No, it doesn't. Chef Fort and Chef DeGrassi, you guys feel like you can hear whispers.
Oh, fuck.
The ticket printer's going. Ticket printer's going.
You're not quite sure where, but you definitely, it sounds like someone's talking. Just out of eye lines. So you think? I mean, and the feelings of being watched are just intensifying. So, you definitely feel like someone's watching you right now.
And how's that blood taste?
Behind?
Like, it's very
it's
warm.
Hot. It's warm.
And huh. it tastes like pennies.
Hmm. Yeah, no one's standing behind, but I hear people. All right, let's go in. Guns up. You ready?
Okay.
On three. One.
Three!
Go. Run. Okay.
You run in.
So you guns go out. In the gate. However, the actual base or the site isn't, it's like two kilometers away, so it's not like super close by.
But there's like so something like happened right at this gate.
Yeah, something happened right here at this gate. Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Yeah, so there's danger close.
Somewhere.
Well, we're looking for it as we triangle formation towards the base.
Okay.
Eyes peeled.
All righty. As you move further down this road. Now, are you sticking to the road? Or are you, now, you notice that unlike everywhere else, there's not a whole lot of trees in here, probably, mm-hmm. so that way they can, you know, see what's going on.
Yeah,
so there's not a whole lot to hide behind.
Fuck open field. Let's just go down the road.
You said there was footprints.
Yes.
Where do they stop?
Where do they go?
So all around the door and in the blood and whatnot, there's just like a whole jumble of footprints. And then you see in front of the armored personnel carrier, there are more footprints, and they go in the gate, and they just go in every direction.
Can I see difference in the size of the footprints?
I mean, yeah, they're not all the same footprint. Different shoe types, it looks like. Sometimes some of them are barefoot.
Can I do an intelligence check to figure out about how many different sets there are?
Oh, roll me survival.
And are they like these monster things that we've heard about
16
before?
On the die.
You're going to guess that it's about, at least from the number of footprints and the different shapes and sizes and whatnot, you're going to guess maybe 10 people.
Damn.
Hmm.
A 10-topper. Out all the way out here.
Yeah.
And we're short-staffed.
And they didn't even call ahead?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't?
Yeah, good thing we have automatic gratuity.
Let's kill them.
Mm-hmm. The other two continue to hear those, like that whispering sound. You definitely
But the footprints go back into the woods?
No, they just go out. So like on either side of this like dirt or gravel road, it's just grass. And like little rolling hills as you get to, like as you move towards the base. The footprints just go into the grass and you don't see anything in any of this. Because it's just fence in like a big round circle around that, like it's a big giant circle around this site. So
we are fucked.
You don't see anybody.
Our cameras are rolling to the feed.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh. Okay. I.
As far as you know,
I'm gonna call back
Tucker.
Back to base real quick.
So you try and call back to base, and it's just static.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do I have service
fucking
on my
Rocky Mountains?
John Denver's full of shit. my personal cell phone doesn't have any.
Nothing.
Service? All right.
Yep. Shoulder forward.
In fact,
forward,
the screen is like spazzing out. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like radiation frizzing?
You're not sure, but it's definitely spazzing out.
Embrace the suck, chef. Let's go.
All right.
Guns forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
On this road.
Continue to move forward.
And the service is that way.
You haven't seen anybody yet.
Yeah.
But eventually you crest another hill and you see the site about a kilometer away. Roll me perception checks.
Ooh.
So six?
15.
Okay.
Nine. Bam. Get climbing. Okay. Climbing.
All of you. All of you see. Now you can all see the site. It's a pretty large building. I mean, it's very difficult to miss it.
Middle of a field. Yeah.
You notice that there are some small trees out here in the grass, nothing big enough to hide behind, but everything looks off. It looks as though, you know, when in the heat or the summertime, you look at the road and you see like those waves coming off of
everything
the road.
Everything kind
of
looks like
mirages.
Mirage. Kind of looks like that, but everything looks like that. So like the trees have like that weird sort of like miragey wavy motion, the grass, the hills, the building, everything has it. And that feeling of dread that you've gotten, that you're being watched, has just been intensifying the further and further you guys go. To the point where you're all now hearing those whispering noises.
Can we make out what they're saying?
Can you make out what they're saying?
Under seasoned. Overcooked. I need this cooked more. I want to talk to your man.
Roll me a sanity check to see if you can figure out what they're saying from this distance anyways.
Hey, 16. Bam.
18 on the die.
Okay. 11.
Okay. Chef Filet, Chef Degrassi can't make out what the whispers are saying. But Chef Fort, I'm going to text you what the whispers are saying.
Nice.
Because we passed our sanity check.
These biscotti are too hard.
Does your peanut butter pie have peanuts in it?
Massive shellfish allergy. This is the raw bar.
All right. A message has been sent.
This is the raw dog bar.
Yeah.
Large order of mussels.
Continuing to move further. Shellfish intensifies.
Chefs, we got to get there. They're going to burn the food without us.
I don't have any of that equipment. I'm worried there might be a gas leak. Does anybody care that there might be a gas leak?
I like to pull out my schizophrenotron and scan.
I'm double timing it. I got to save that food. It's just going to burn.
Okay.
All right, chef.
Guys are running in.
You see the
further.
Heat waves ahead of us, right?
I know, but I'm pretty sure.
You see the
sure.
heat waves ahead of us.
I see them, chef. Yes, chef.
They're burning.
Our brains,
the
chef.
The fillets.
Ow!
Sorry.
Because your name's asshole. Filet.
All right.
This is stupid.
Could break all.
I'm going to take out my lighter.
Okay.
And light a cigarette.
Okay.
It's pausing.
Does it blow up? Does the world blow up?
No.
Okay, good. There's no gas leak.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take a cigarette break.
Oh, all right. You just stand there and take a cigarette
break. Yeah, I mean,
what do you think? What do you
nicotine
think?
Nicotine is an antipsychotic, so okay. Mm-hmm. Can help.
Well, yeah. As you take your smoke break, that's where we'll take our break.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Philip D., the imaginary nomad himself, coming to you once again to talk about patreon.com/botchpodcast. Must be the middle of the show. That's right. It's the Patreon ad that everyone fast forwards. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast. Look at the different tiers. See where it works for you for support. And we look forward to seeing you in the Discord. Now, let's get back to the episode.
And we're back.
Oh, that was refreshing.
And your smoke break is done.
Damn it.
cigarettes taste great, make you feel good.
And make you look cool.
You look cool.
Yeah.
Smoking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of those are true.
It's true. You've never smoked.
I hate the smell of cigarettes.
Well, that's
people who smoke them stink.
You're a pussy.
That's what it is.
Be a man.
That's what it is. Okay.
You should buy your first pack tonight.
Oh, should I? Okay.
You should. Use all your Kickstarter money on cigarettes.
Kickstarter. Well, I'm trying to pick up a smoking habit.
I got $10,000. Yeah.
Smoke 3
cigarettes.
Packs a day and die at 53.
Be a man.
Now, what you do is you take that Kickstarter money and you drive to Virginia where cigarettes are cheaper and you buy a pallet of cartons.
Oh,
you come back to Pennsylvania
and sell them
at a profit.
To me.
Oh, my
God. You've doubled your money.
To Phil.
Yeah.
Whatever I have to do to kill him faster.
It's fine.
Okay, so our cigarette breaks are over. Do we get a re-advantage on our sanity? Because it is actually antipsychotic.
No.
I rolled an 18 on my sanity.
Great. There's no difference right this second.
I'm full charging.
You're about a kilometer out now. So.
Is there anything in the woods that I can see?
I mean,
just the
a
trees.
Kilometer
a
back
trees.
Where you came from?
No, like, aren't we, like...
No. It's like I said, it's a big open grass
desert.
Field with some small trees here and there.
I'm going to start foraging.
Foraging?
Yeah, like some
for berries.
Locally
berries?
Grown berries and mushrooms.
Great. Roll me survival.
It's called Forest to Table. It's a new concept
some
mushrooms. We're working on.
Yeah.
Bam.
Crit failed.
Forest to Table. Yeah, okay.
And you just eating grass?
You know what? No, you find berries.
Oh.
Yeah, and mushrooms.
Oh, nice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Here, chef.
The red. Red berries and black mushrooms.
I don't want that shit. That's
you know,
trash,
it's
chef.
Not trash.
That's fucking... Can I do a nature check?
No.
I do a nature check of a 21.
Those are all poisonous. Like, it's all poison. Don't eat
chef,
any of that.
That's trash.
Okay,
it's not trash.
Poisonous is a bad term. It's a weighted term. Everything is poisonous in the correct amount.
Any
How
of that will kill you.
It's deadly.
If you eat one berry, you'll get a bad tum-tum. If you eat all of what he just gathered, you will all die. A horrible, painful, coughing up blood death.
I'm going to keep him.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if
and
a table sends back an order, we're putting that shit
in. 100%. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They're going to do it up. We got to get there. We got to get there. I'm running now.
Got it. Roll me athletics, smokers.
I am not running.
With disadvantage.
Disadvantage? Come on, that was a
You're
really
a smoker.
Good.
I'm not running.
I'm not talking
I'm
to you.
I'm not running, voice in
well,
head.
Well, with disadvantage, I got a one.
A critical one?
Well, it's an athletics
nine.
Check. So, one on the die, but athletics.
One on the die is all that matters.
Okay. So, three.
Oh. Okay. Well.
Chef Fort.
So, you, in your panic, go to take off running, and immediately the other two see the bone shoot out the side of his, like, leg.
Yeah, my left knee.
He breaks his ankle.
Oh, no.
And, like, the bone is just straight sticking out. He stepped on a rock very. Poor, like he was just all wrong, all wrong. And so, yeah, you see the bone sticking out. Blood is just.
Oh, take these berries. Take these medicinal berries.
Nah. Just put a glove over it. I can finish service.
And he goes down immediately.
I can finish service.
Do I have anything? I guess. Give me your sharpener. Where's your sharpener? Is
my
it in your bag? Yeah.
It's in my roll in the APC.
Okay, so.
I only have my petty.
I'm going to take my knife set out.
Okay.
And the sharpening stick?
Uh-huh.
Honing rod.
His horny rod.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're going to use a splint me with the honing rod.
Yes, I'm going to splint him with
the honing rod. And labeling tape.
Yes.
Okay. Roll me. Oh, let's go with a medicine.
With advantage?
Are you proficient in medicine?
No.
No. You're just.
Dr. Chef is going to help me.
He's proficient.
I am.
And he's helping.
Okay.
See, it's right here on my character.
I mean, the first one was
efficient in medicine.
Okay.
What were you rolling for?
I didn't. This is still my one.
Okay. Roll that advantage shift.
15.
Yeah, you make a passable splint.
My first one was a 2.
Oh,
I
saw that wrong.
That's a shame. Okay. You just stab it in his leg.
You're fixed.
You replace his bone with a stick.
Now, so what you don't understand, voice in head, is that there's multiple injuries on the back line while cooking, and you have to MacGyver it back together to finish service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm used to doing stupid things like this.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a guy once take his finger off, and he just kept the tip, put a glove over top of it, and got it sewn back on after service.
Yeah. Because chefs are
fucking
crazy. Put the
tip in the glove with him, actually.
Yeah, you got to keep it in.
Yeah,
liquid.
You got to have a little wiggle
or milk.
Keep it
together. It's not like it's a tooth, though.
Okay, what are you? So are you continuing?
I'm going to try to shoulder on.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you're definitely not running anymore.
Is there any animals?
No,
no.
Can't.
No animals.
No
you
beer
do
dogs.
See,
do we feel like we're getting closer? It feels like we're just.
Oh
running.
No, you're definitely getting closer.
Okay, binoculars.
Okay.
What do I say?
So you could see that the outer wall of this site, the gates are open. It looks as though there's a few bodies laying outside.
Just taking a little siesta?
Sure.
A little.
Looks like they're taking a little nappy poo from life.
A dirt nap?
Yep, a little dirt nap in the dirt, on the dirt.
You guys get me up in one of those towers, and I'll cover you.
Do you want me to throw you up there? What do you want?
You just shoulder me up. We'll go up the stairs, and I'll pick a rifle up, and I'll cover you.
A pop squat uppies.
So you're going to the site then,
yes.
Right?
Is there like a catapult out here that we can use?
You get to the site.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's not a fucking catapult.
You just got to give me a pie. I'll cover you.
Well, then how do they defend their walls?
With guns?
So American.
Catapults wouldn't defend the walls. They'd be used to...
No, they do.
I saw Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Don't fucking tell me how to defend
They
a
use
wall.
Those to attack the walls.
What about
they used them to
Monty
throw
Python
rocks
where they threw the cows.
The
well, you're on the outside, not the inside.
They threw cows out from inside.
Okay. Anyways,
Fréchet la vache.
So
we.
You guys get
I like we oui.
You guys make it to the outside of this this walled part of the site.
Yeah.
You see that the bodies that are laying on the ground have been dead for quite some time. Roll me a sanity check with disadvantage.
I've seen dead bodies before.
14.
That's not why you are.
I got an 8. Yeah. 14
plus 2 is 16.
Wow.
My second roll was a 19.
10. Bam.
Okay.
Keeps going.
Bam.
Chef Filet.
Will you stop bamming me, bro?
You are you are definitely hearing the whispers now, like, heavily. But you can't make out what they're saying. But they are loud. The other two, you guys hear the whispers, but you definitely make out what they're saying, which is to say, all the whispers are telling you that the other chefs are going to fuck up your food and then blame you for it. And they've been stealing your supplies and all kinds of, like, other heinous shit about, like, they're going to steal your sous chef. They're going to take your good knives. Like, all kinds of stuff.
You poaching me, bro?
And all the whispers are saying, you should probably kill them just to be sure.
Chip the dishes.
And it's sounding like a really good idea the longer you guys stay around here.
Hey, chef? Chef?
Chef?
You guys would never, like, betray me, right?
Well,
it's a weird thing to say, chef.
Are you fucking lying?
Chef Degrassi, you notice that just over the shoulder of Chef Filet, you see one of your old sous chefs waving. But he's wearing the garb of Chef Filet, as if he's, like, gone to his side or something like that. And he's just waving. He's just like, hey, Chef Degrassi, you're a way worse chef than old Chef Filet. I'm so glad I switched.
You tell me you wouldn't betray me, but right behind you, I see old Bubba Entendre wearing your fucking colors.
First off, I look down. Do I even have colors on?
Well, they don't run.
But, yeah, no, I didn't think they did.
They're just white and black.
Just white and black.
Yeah. Instead of black and white.
So I turn around and look behind me.
You don't see
me.
Anybody don't see there.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, roll me a perception check.
18 on the die.
You actually see, over one of the distant hills, you see a group of people. Like, their faces are all cut up. And, like, they have a crazed look in their eye. And they have, like, rudimentary tools. But they are dressed in SCP garb to an extent. That's kind of shredded. And you can see that they're, like, looking at you, like, with a crazed look. And they're about to crest that hill. But your other two compatriots don't see them.
Yelling at each other.
Zombies. I see zombies.
They don't look like zombies. They just look like feral people.
They're like ghosts of Mars people.
Feral people.
Feral people.
Ghosts of Mars
what you,
people.
What would you call feral people?
Wild man.
Zombies are undead. These don't look like an undead.
Okay. And Wild Man is Bigfoot. Don't pull that shit in here. Chef Lugazi. All right. Look.
That's why his chef, the sous chef went over to him. Because he understands cryptids.
He understands. Mm-hmm. All right, look. We can't just stand out here and bicker. We can bicker inside.
Yeah, go inside.
After you, chef.
Now fuck you.
Fuck me.
Yeah. I'll go fucking first.
By the way.
You already stabbed me in the back.
Chef Bam. Fort and Chef Degrassi feel as though your knives are talking to you.
Yeah, like I bring out my petty knife.
Like they really want to come out and start cutting stuff.
My petty knife, ready.
Yeah. Like the first thing you
fucking
see,
make me break
they just want to cut it.
Make me break my fucking ankle.
I made you break
off.
Your ankle.
Fuck you, Degrassi. I hamstring him.
Oh, roll to attack.
It's what I want to do, right?
It's definitely what you want to do. Look at that smarmy asshole talking about cryptids like he knows everything.
I get a 7.
You miss because you're crippled.
Because I'm fucking...
You go to lean down and forget that your leg doesn't work, and you just fall down on the ground with a knife out.
Take my recipe book?
Chef, did you forget how to say behind when you have a knife in your hand, and you're behind somebody?
Knife your ass. Ass.
What's with the guys on the ground taking the dirt nap? What do they look like?
They look like they're long dead.
Well, I know, but like, are they? What kind of clothes are they wearing?
SCP uniforms.
Okay,
some of them are researchers. Some of them are standard guard issued uniforms. It looks like their bodies are desiccated. They've been dead for quite a while. Not like completely desiccated, but it looks like they're on the way. And they also have multiple lacerations all over their bodies.
Does it look like the bodies that Abel snatched? No.
Looks like different type of cuts.
Gotcha.
Like what the people he saw coming over the hill have?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, Abel uses a sword, so like severed limbs and larger cuts. These are like small cuts all over the body.
I want to, but I won't.
You should.
I know.
What? So yeah, you can move further in. There's about 10 people coming over the hill that two of your members don't see.
I'm going to take out my AR-15 and start firing up at those feral humans.
Roll to attack. Minus, let's go with a -2.
Oh, I rolled twice.
Well, because you get two attacks.
Well, yeah, you get two attacks.
Okay. First roll was a zero.
Okay.
And you are, then, of course, proficient in, and you get your dexterity too.
Okay, so four.
So you fire wildly.
How far away are these?
They're about 100 yards away.
Why are you making him shoot at minus two?
Because everything is wavy and all over the place.
Because we're in a gas leak. Okay.
That's why.
Because somebody
season
left their burner
of
on.
Community. Got it.
Never seen it.
It's gas leak season.
Okay. No, everything's all wavy, so yeah, it's hard to hit. Everything looks like it's moving more than it already is, so he just misses. Not that it would have mattered. Okay, a six. He still would have missed.
And the other shot?
14.
Yes, that will hit. Roll D12.
None of those.
11.
Okay. One of the bullets definitely hits one of the people, and they go down immediately.
Ooh, right.
Hits them. Looks like it hits them right in the chest. Hits them in the chest, and they just fall forward and sort of roll up over on themselves as the rest of the people are running. And they're yelling incoherently.
Does the gunshot...
No.
No, we're mm-mm. still not startled out of it?
No.
I run inside.
Okay, you run inside.
Yep.
There is a door that's ajar. So if you guys run in, you could close it and seal it.
No, I ran in.
Okay. What about the other two?
I think I may have fallen forward after I missed that knife swing.
You did. You fell down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're laying on the ground right now, but you could...
Fuck you.
Spit at him.
I step over Chef, and I continue.
So you go in the building, too?
Yes.
Let me close the door.
Okay.
I'll fucking stab you. Poach my hostess.
I kick him in the head a little bit.
Okay. I will give...
Oh, an accident.
Chef Fort...
Mm-hmm.
An athletics chance with a minus two because you've your busted leg to try and get over there and in that door before they can close it.
All right, so that is a straight roll for me now.
Okay.
That's a six.
No, you try and get up and just keep falling down, so you're just crawling. And you see them just close the door.
Fuck you.
And you could see that inside the door it looks like...
You leave me alone for service?
Your entire chef group is behind them, and they're all waving happily that they've moved over to them. And you can smell that they're burning your food, and they're going to blame you on it, and you're going to get a bad Yelp review.
They're getting paid better.
Yeah, they're getting paid better, and they got benefits.
I just fire at the door.
Okay.
With your shotgun.
All right, you fire, but they've already closed it at this point, so
you
fire away at the door. All right, you guys in the building. It's dark, but also you guys are, like, when I said you were sweating a lot before, you were drenched in sweat now, but it's not hot.
It's work.
It's both. You're sweating profusely, and you have chills running up and down your spine, and you just constantly feel as though there are people inches away from you in every direction.
I turn the light on.
Feels like work.
Where's the light?
On the wall.
Okay.
Most lights are installed in the ceiling.
No, these are light. These are
and switches.
Electronic
along the wall.
Sure.
Sconces.
Right, roll me. By the door.
Roll me a sleight of hand with disadvantage.
No.
Find the light switch.
I dropped my D20. Shit.
No. I got an 8.
You don't find a light switch in the darkness.
I take my phone out and turn the flashlight on.
I search the other side of the wall.
Your phone? Remember how I said it was on the Fritz before? It is.
It's now on the Ritz?
It's now on the Ritz. It is just going ape shit crazy, so you can't even get to a menu.
I'm
going to
call 911.
It doesn't work.
Hey, Siri. Dial 911.
So yeah.
Ow.
What do you do now?
I take out my settling torch and light it.
Okay.
Hey, there's some light.
There's a little light. The flame is snaking around, and it almost looks like it's a bunch of little people.
The flame is.
Yeah. Like you are fucking
sexy?
You are losing it. No, they look like they're screaming.
Because they're on fire?
Yes, because they're on fire.
Oh, no.
Fire dancers.
You did this.
You must save Dave Matthews.
Why did you light these people on fire by turning on this torch?
Do I see a light switch anywhere now?
Yes.
I go over and I turn it on.
Flip it. The lights flicker a bit, but they don't come all the way on. And they also look like they're not really sitting still. Like they sort of spasm around on the ceiling constantly. Like they're moving around, just like whack-a-mole.
Yes, Chef.
These lights have rickets.
Do you know what rickets are, Chef?
I'm pretty sure it makes you shaky, and you get it from eating bad meat.
Is that what happened to Michael J?
I'm going
to
fucking burn your buildings down!
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
You guys roll me a sanity check.
I still have that settling torch out, right?
Yeah, it's still with the fire people.
That's not great. It's a 13.
13 for me as well.
Great. You both feel as though your skin is starting to like you have to hold it on. Like it's going to fall off.
You got melty skin. You want me to fix that for you?
Also, you feel like either one of you is trying to steal each other's skin. Like you can't let them get anywhere near you because they will take your skin.
How do I feel outside?
You also feel extremely violent towards one another. Like the idea of murdering each other is so tantalizing. That I want you to roll me a sanity check in order to...
Sounds like another day at work.
Stop yourselves.
It's a critical 20.
Fuck you.
Okay.
4.
All right. So, Chef Degrassi, you can't help yourself anymore. You are compelled to want to murder Chef Filet.
Do you see... what's wrong with that light right there on the ceiling? That one up there. And I've been pulling a knife out of my...
No.
Yeah. What is that? What's that little guy?
I don't know, Chef.
You didn't even look at it. It's right there.
I can see it moving in my peripheral.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I dropped the knife. Oh, shit, I dropped my knife. And I shoot him with my gun.
Roll to attack.
Shit.
I botch.
No, I didn't botch. I got a... And math is hard. I took calculus yesterday. I'm all mathed out. 9.
No.
That's how long that took for a 9?
Look, I had to minus a 1, and then I had to plus a 4.
I remember when 3 times 5 was 50, or whatever it was that you
plus
said.
Plus a 4.
So.
Oh, it's 8.
8. Oh, even
nailed
better.
It.
Yeah. So actually, you pull your gun out, and it actually blinks out of your hand. Blink. And it's like halfway into a wall, not very far away, sticking out like the barrel anyways. And then it just randomly goes off and shoots another wall.
I'm going to charge at him with my settling torch.
Okay.
He's just going to burn his face off?
And try to burn his face off.
Okay. Nice. Roll to attack.
13.
I mean you're obviously proficient
clothes.
With that.
Oh, yeah. You're wearing chef clothes, so you don't have any AC.
Okay, hold on.
It's just be 11 plus dex. We're 10 plus dex.
Plus my proficiency bonus, which would be a 3, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So 16.
Okay, what's your AC, Chef Degrassi?
Oh, I was supposed to calculate that?
His AC?
Yeah. You're attacking him.
I don't know, man. Well, I'm wearing armor.
Short.
Probably like 14.
Oh, are you?
Okay.
I'm just wearing chef clothes.
I know. Well, I don't
I
know what is
we were
fucking...
wearing our armor over the chef clothes.
Oh, no. I went and just wear my chef clothes.
Degrassi and I were doing that. Yeah.
So Chef Filet, Chef Filet just runs up on... Degrassi and just puts the acetylene torch in his face and is just lighting his face on fire while he screams maniacally.
Hey!
Actually feels nice.
Oh!
No, it doesn't hurt.
Good?
It feels great for you.
You know, not as bad as we worried about, Chef. Feels great. Keep doing it.
I'm going to keep going because I attacked twice.
So it feels good, so I'm not overwhelmed with pain, right?
Oh, it feels amazing.
Oh, look, there's thumbs here with no eyes in them. Wait, other way around. There's eyes here with no thumbs in them. I push my thumb in his eyes.
Roll to attack.
That is a 22.
Yes, you. As he's burning your face, you shove your thumbs into his eye sockets, and like the goopy pulp just shoots out around your thumbs.
Does that hurt me?
Actually, you love it.
Oh, great! Yeah,
it
feels
so. Fall onto my face and start sizzling under the acetylene torch.
No, it's not that close. No, he's not on top of you, but so yeah, you're both horribly disfigured at this moment, but you also feel great. Roll me an intelligence check real quick.
7.
Real quick. 6.
This should be your new home. You guys should live here forever.
You want to get married?
Great chef.
Well, until you kill the other one. I mean, because obviously the other one has to die.
What? Couldn't we split the rent?
No, one of you has to die. You only have enough food for one person.
Married, live here together, and kill each other.
It sounds like
a life together that we can take from each other.
It's great. You've got life insurance.
While he's talking, I shove my fingers down his throat to try and choke him to death.
Okay. I'm going to take out one of my incendiary grenades and put it in his pants.
Okay. All right.
Real close.
Well, first, roll the strangle check or the choke check.
Would that be me versus him?
That's
him
17.
Versus you. Okay. So, yeah, you shove your hands down his throat and then roll to just not fuck up the grenade. Just give me a sleight of hand.
4.
You drop it straight on the ground. Actually, his pants are very loose for a chef for some reason, and it just falls out the pants.
Dick.
Yeah, it just falls through the pant leg and rolls between the two of you perfectly and explodes, engulfing both of you in flames.
But are we married now?
You are married in the Church of the Eternal Flame.
How am I doing outside?
That doesn't sound like a cult.
Outside?
Yeah, right.
Roll me an intelligence check.
I saw that YouTube documentary.
All right. 4.
No, you should stay here forever, too. It's a great time.
Crawling towards the warm light.
You definitely feel some heat running out from underneath that door.
I see why. It's great. It's like the kitchen.
Yeah. Roll me a perception.
6.
Yeah, you don't see any of those people coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They immediately run up on you, by the way, because you can't see
I got to kill those motherfuckers who took my menu.
And they just start... stabbing you repeatedly.
Does he feel pain?
With all kinds of makeshift, like, blades. Some of them are actual knives. Some of them are panes of glass. You don't know. But all these people are just covered in cuts. But as far as Chef Fort is concerned, it's you two that have come back out.
You motherfuckers.
And one of them is wearing...
A wedding ring.
They're both wearing wedding rings, but one of them is wearing a groom attire, and the other one's wearing a wedding dress. And they are just holding hands with one hand and stabbing you with the other.
And you need me to fucking cater your wedding right now for 500 people?
And all of your old chefs are their wedding party.
Chef, will you work for exposure? And I'm stabbing him. Yeah. I'm stabbing my husband in the side of the head.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try to shoddy at them until I die.
Okay, you do that. There is a long range.
How do you reverse Kurt Cobain yourself?
I don't know, but it's...
You just forget which end the gun is, and you fire it into the dirt. Yeah, like you're holding it up in the air, and you just shoot.
Fuck you.
It goes nowhere. Just bounces around. And
I've never used a gun before.
You go into that that dark, inky blackness as you die. Meanwhile, from a very far distance, the SCP Foundation is watching all of this. They're like, okay. Yep.
It's actually just our driver in the car.
That's bad. Yeah, he was camouflaged as a bloody seat. He just took it off. He's like, fools. So you guys are all dead. And the SCP, or at least the O5 Council, is concerned about this particular site and decides that they need to move forward with some other plans. But since, you know, they can't get too much information, since they can't get super close because of all the craziness that's going on there, they're going to cordon off that area. Because obviously this isn't a rogue site. It's just something happened to this site, possibly related. They're not sure.
It's microwaved.
Sure, it could be. Yeah. So as they cordon off that site with an even bigger fence and more guns and things like
that. We got to build a Magneto helmet, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
To keep the voice.
That is where we're going to call it. So thanks for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch is brought to you by the Patreon producers. Your weapon of choice, Big Jim, the Knucklord, Chronic Skinner, B-Mail, Shanda Panda, Disgruntled Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Shinigami, God King, Red Panda Bash.
Long may he stab his enemies and steal their sous chefs.
And Old Toaster Bath.
You.
Shaka.
Drop them toasters.
You want to support the show, you can do so on many stupid websites. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.com, DickBloodDuckClub, LizardTeats.com, MookMulk.com, ByTheseViagra.com, LouisianaPocketGopher.com, DamnYouDennis.com, BirdsWithPenises.com, Chicken.Church.
Chickens.Church.
MeepCreeps.com.
Meep Creeps?
Yeah.
All right. Or Meat Creeps.
Meep Creeps. Okay.
Meat Creeps was already taken.
Oh, okay.
DaddyDennis.com. ChugYourMilk.com. Raoul'sMovingCastle.com. Yes. PartyMormons.com.
Love to party.
ChongoGrandeCerveza.com. And SimplyChongoGrande.com. Or SimplyPatreon.com/BotchPodcast. Like our newest patron, Kevon Hairstorn.
Kevon.
Kevon.
Strong
Kevon.
Name. Kevon.
Thank you, Kevon.
It's pronounced Kevon.
Kevon.
It might be Kevon.
Come on.
You want to support the show but can't do it financially, head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you can leave a 5-star review, and Chonky will read it out on the show.
And if you don't, I'm going to punch Phil in his broken shoulder.
I also heard since you can't leave verbal... Like, you can't leave written reviews on Spotify.
Yeah.
Someone's like, can I leave you a 5-star review and then email you what I would have said?
Sure.
That works.
Down with that.
Totally.
Botch. Yeah, it's fine.
BotchPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. Thank you to Emily Swan for album art. Send something to the studio, P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325. Chalk, you will open it up on stream. We salute you, Shinigami. You are this episode's
Redacted.
And as always,
as you leave your career of passion because your body's too busted and die in a ditch longing for the heat of the kitchen, scream botched, and we'll hear you.
See you next week, nerds.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
Kurt.
Oh, he just activated his trump card.
I asked you a question in the Discord, sir.
Hold on, let him get his thing out.
That's all I got.
He's been waiting for
he's
Kurt.
He's been
all
like,
day.
You
all
tell
day
me when Kurt been... pops in the chat, I'm going to get him. So, Kurt, check the fucking Discord.
I even added you, bro.
We're not supposed... All right. All right, one pass.
Bye, Shaforest. We'll see you soon.
God damn it. This whole night is going to be off the rails.